Good morning, America. It is February 17th, 2011. This is a Thursday. We're almost done with the week. This is Freedom Frenzy 2. My name's Jerry DeMars. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Jennifer Renee Hodges. I thought I'd throw out your front porch name there today, dear, because a lot of people don't get to hear that often enough. Jenny, I never got any feedback from you about the the genetically modified organism class that you put on at the state capitol here in Atlanta. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. The most fun part of doing the class, Jerry, was that the Georgia Farm Bureau, with Monsanto lobbyists front and center, was holding a meeting in the same room prior to our scheduled event. And so I enjoyed enormously saying hello to the Georgia Agribusiness Council lobbyist, who was furious with me. And he was trying to talk to Stephen Allison, the representative in the Georgia House that I like the least. I mean, he is such an idiotic blowhard communist all the way. And he's just so arrogant. He's like, well, Jenny, there is a proper role of government. In his view of that as a Republican is that the proper role of government is to firmly entrench the 10 pillars of the Communist Manifesto in the society. So I went at it with Stephen Allison about breaking the law with the zero-based budgeting bill. And he goes, well, I am an attorney and a member of the bar, and that just depends on how you interpret the law as to whether or not we broke it. So anyway, I went at
That's sort of like that whatever the word is means, right?
Exactly. And so I went at it with him for a minute, and the Agribusiness Council lobbyist was really getting mad. He can't stand me. And Stephen Allison finally goes, I thought you moved to Texas. I thought you moved to Texas. I said, I'm back. Whereupon the lobbyist grabbed his arm and said, this is enough of this conversation. We need to go somewhere else to talk. And they finished in the hallway. And then I announced to everyone else in the room, who I'm sure was highly amused that Jenny was back, and Aaron Coulson was like, wow, Jenny, you're such a bridge builder. And I said, watch and learn, Aaron, watch and learn. And then I let everyone else know, I will be holding an anti-Monsanto class in just a moment. I encourage all of you to stay in here so I can propagandize you as to the other side of the position you are so well educated on. And they all got a very uncomfortable look on their face and exited stage left in short order. So,
yeah, heaven forbid, heaven forbid.
Yeah, we'd be anti-Monsanto, especially with all the Monsanto suck-ups in there, all the horrors for Monsanto. So the class went really well. We had less than 10 people show up for the class, which I didn't consider a failure by any stretch of the imagination, because everyone knew the class was happening, and perception is everything in politics. So the fact that Jenny's back and stirring up some trouble about genetic modification is enough of a happiness. But the people who came, I was very pleased with. One was a prominent member in the Cobb County Tea Party group, and someone I've been doing activism with here and there over the last few years. So we were very pleased to get to chat. The Tea Party, of course, is all about E-Verify. So we talked about that. She wasn't pleased that I was anti-E-Verify. And after she heard my position, she said, well, she would reconsider. And this is the unfortunate thing, because D.A. King made sure to shut down any dissent about E-Verify last year when it was when a dissenter was so prominent, namely myself, in the circles in which he travels. So anyway, the class went well. Everybody learned a lot. I showed them where to get the slide presentation from seedsofdeception.com in order that they can go back to their activist groups and share the same information. They were pretty horrified. The level of knowledge that the group had, I see that we're coming up to a break, was minimal, but they were really shocked at the kind of information that they were presented with and horrified. Well, when we come back, it'll be time for Hit and Run News. This is Freedom Frenzy. Y'all stay tuned. It's going to be a great show.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, as you were cautioned, it's time for our hit and run news segment, and I'm going to kick it off today, dear. But it's a little bit of a runner because it's a very important story. You know, we've talked about whether or not the people in Congress, you know, this newly elected Republican plurality, particularly in the House of Representatives, whether or not they've got the stones to do what's necessary to really do anything of consequence to head off Obamacare. Now, they've had that vote that isn't going to amount to a hill of beans, repealing Obamacare in the House of Representatives, but everybody knows that it's a moot point because it's never going to get through the Senate. But the House of Representatives now has an opportunity to cut Obamacare off at the knees, and they can do that by simply having the power of the purse, to wit, the Internal Revenue Service is asking for $119 million in additional funds to enforce the tax portions of the health care overhaul in fiscal 2012, including the 1099 provision that has been targeted for repeal by a bipartisan majority in the Congress. See, there's another amply good reason to get behind hacking this financing request into itty-bitty pieces and sprinkling it over some graveyard somewhere. The money would go towards hiring hundreds of new full-time employees and enable them to set up new technology and infrastructure in order to manipulate the shakedown procedures that are also accompanying this Obamacare that most people don't even talk about. Implementation of the Affordable Care Act of 2010 every time I hear that, presents a major challenge to the Internal Revenue Service. The ACA represents the largest set of tax law changes in more than 20 years, with more than 40 provisions that amend the tax laws. Although the new law goes into effect gradually over the next couple of years, many provisions required immediate action. And the IRS is also asking for $23 million additionally to help taxpayers understand the new law and changes that are going to be coming into effect in 2014. Some provisions of the law have already come into effect, of course, including the small business tax credit and the tax on tanning. The implementation of the tanning tax will cost $11.5 million, the IRS estimates. Opponents of the ACA have focused on the IRS request as proof the law continues to harm the country's economy. As the IRS says, Obamacare represents the largest set of tax changes in more than 20 years. Adding hundreds of new jobs, of course, and millions of dollars to the IRS isn't going to make health care any better or more available for anyone. I will continue to, according to John Barrasso, a Republican for Wyoming, from Wyoming, he says that he will continue to work against he will work against the measure by way of trying to get it repealed and replacing Obamacare with patient-centered reforms that help the private sector, not the IRS. Now, one would have to step back for just a moment and wonder why Senator Barrasso from Wyoming thinks the federal government has the lawful power to be involved in healthcare in any form or fashion. And see, there's the daggum problem, folks. These people, like so many Americans today, and I know I'm going to pick a fight with you here, dear, but even if we were talking about constitutional government being the end-all be-all that we all sought to install or restore, how can we do that if the people that serve us or purportedly serve us in government have no idea of what constitutional governance actually means? And yeah. I ran into a situation here in locally just the other day where some people were already starting to diss Dr. Ron Paul because of a couple of things. One, the CPAC victory that he had earlier this week, and the fact that the National Inflation Association has declared him to be the Republican Party's front runner in the presidential run for 2012. Now, it's scary because even people here where I'm at in the hinterland of Georgia are basically spouting what they hear the talking heads on TV say, that his ideas are radical. Well, by God, we're going to throw Thomas Jefferson out with the same sort of ideology then, I guess, because Thomas Jefferson's ideas were quite radical when compared to the statist mind propaganda that these people gobble up each and every day. And you know, how are we going to ever get back to those ideological goals of constitutional governance or something relatively similar if, one, the people that represent us in government don't know what it is, two, the people don't know what it is, and three, the people do not even understand the ideology or the simple apologetics of liberty and freedom, the natural law, when they hear them and reject them out of hand because it doesn't fit with what the talking heads have crammed between their ears over however long it's taken to pollute their minds with the nonsense of fascism, and that's what these people are preaching. This whole thing, the IRS asking for all this money, and I'm coming back full circle here, dear, and I'm almost done.
If
we can't get the United States Congress to cut this off at the knees by having the House of Representatives pull the plug on these financial needs for internal revenue, then folks, we are lost. America is done for. And it's done for on so many different fronts, it's not funny anymore. We already know that economically, we've about had it. We're beyond the point of no return in so many different regards, it's not funny anymore. But here, if we're going to do anything to try to stop this BS, it's time to get busy. You know, and you hear that oftentimes, and I hope that when you hear Jenny and I talk and you see some actual activism going on out there in the streets, like Jenny's little thing at the state capitol this week. Nobody gave her any money to do that. She took that upon herself to go do that. And that's the kind of thing that we've got to get the people of this country, at least those that care about liberty, care about freedom, care about wholesome food. We've got to get busy. Now, the whole Arab world, and I'm going far afield here, and I don't really want to, but it needs to be said. The whole Arab world is now going into a fruit basket turnover. I saw this morning where they're actually having street uprisings in Iraq. Now, that tells me that there's something more going on here than would meet the eye. And I can't help but think that these people, they have seized hold of the idea of freedom. They don't understand it quite as well as we're supposed to, but they're intoxicated by the idea. And it has seized hold of that portion of the world. And when this all plays out, I think it's going to be very interesting. Back to you, dear.
Jerry, I'm glad that you took the time to go through all that, because this is something that we really have got to, reach out to the organizations around us. And so many of us have access to the computer because, you know, we're listening to this radio show. And even with 10 or 15 minutes a day, engaging with local activist organizations and simply bringing things to their attention is an important part of educating the populace. Like you said, constitutionality is irrelevant when nobody even understands what the Constitution is. And like I was talking about E-Verify with somebody who purports to be a big-time, exuberant supporter of constitutional government. And I said, E-Verify is unlawful and unconstitutional. End of discussion. And the frustration for those of us who have taken the time to become educated is extreme, and we just have to hunker down and engage. That's what we have got to do. I wanted to give a bit here about GM alfalfa and the fact that the Georgia House and Senate Agriculture Committees were working together on a bill exhorting Obama to immediately release GM alfalfa unregulated is appalling. They will not let the Georgia Right to Grow bill gain any traction this year. They've done a wonderful job of killing that. We're not really understanding how serious this genetically modified alfalfa is. First of all, there's no reason to monkey with alfalfa. It grows everywhere. It's like a weed. It's pollinated by bees. It is hard to kill. It has very little problem with insects or disease or anything else. I mean, it grows everywhere, and virtually every livestock animal eats alfalfa. So ever since Obama appointed the U.S. Department of Agriculture head Tom Vilsack and deregulated Monsanto's genetically modified alfalfa, there has been a firestorm of controversy over the long-term negative consequences of this thoughtless decision. I know that we're going to cut away to a break, Jerry. I'm just going to finish up the story a little when we come back.
Hey, no problem with that, dear. No problem. I've got some more stuff to throw out there, too. And, you know, this is an open format program. If you guys want to weigh in on any of the topics that we're bringing to the table today, you could give us a call at 1-800-313-9443 and share with us your point of view. We're going to cut away to that break Jenny warned you about, but when we come back, there's a lot more Freedom Frenzy to go.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With New Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try New Proactive risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactive, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
All right, back to Jim Frenzy. I wanted to finish up this bit on GM alfalfa because this is a very, very serious issue. And the fact that Monsanto was even creating a genetically modified alfalfa is proof positive that this is not a company trying to solve problems. This is a company trying to completely commandeer the Earth's production of food and seed and make sure that they own and monopolize every aspect of that. Alfalfa is a product, it is a plant that grows very well. It's impossible to kill most of the time, and it is a primary feed item for organically raised animals because of its abundance and the fact that it requires no pesticide or herbicide applications. So there's no reason to create a genetically modified alfalfa. Alfalfa is the fourth most widely grown crop in the United States. It's behind corn, soybeans, and cotton. Currently, it grows cultivated on 22 million U.S. acres and grows on many more acres of yards, roadside ditches, pastures, and other areas in wild form. It is a primary feed for organic agriculture. Jim Riddle, organic outreach coordinator at the University of Minnesota, said, alfalfa is a feed staple for all organic livestock and the most common legume in organic crop rotations in northern states. The primary difference between alfalfa and corn, soy, and cotton, the top three major crops that are primarily genetically modified, is that alfalfa is pollinated by bees and it is a perennial crop. So cross-pollination is a given, as bees are sure to spread GM materials that they consume in GM alfalfa to other non-GM and organic crops. And if bees begin to cross-pollinate GM alfalfa with organic and wild alfalfa, there literally will be no stopping the spread of GM alfalfa. GM alfalfa will be everywhere, said Dag Falk, organic program manager at Nature's Path Foods. Even with 5-mile buffers between GM alfalfa and non-GM alfalfa, a proposition made in the USDA's environmental impact statement that was ultimately rejected by the Obama administration, GM materials will still spread into the wild and into the organic and non-GM food supply, say experts. Then there are the major issues of weed resistance, super weeds, chemical pesticide dependency, and the contamination of the honey supply via bees that convert GM alfalfa pollen into honey. So this is a very, very serious, serious issue. The states certainly need to move rapidly to outlaw GM alfalfa. The other thing that needs to be done is we need to be contacting Farm Bureau associations across the state and across the country, any sort of farming associations to let them know that the populace of America is aggressively against genetically modified alfalfa. I know that Budweiser went up in arms about Monsanto moving into one state in the union with their genetically modified seed, and they beat back Monsanto.
Hey, what crop was that, dear?
I don't know if it was wheat. I know there was a, I haven't read this story in a long time, Jerry.
Hops, barley, maybe?
Yep. I don't remember. I think it was the wheat issue because Monsanto was working on a genetically modified wheat, but there was such an outcry about it. They put the kibosh on the plan. But also, I think that it was Monsanto was pushing for the ability to grow one of the three top, either soybean, cotton, or corn, and Budweiser knew it would destroy their own fields and contaminate them with GM. So they just threw a fit. See, we're not exerting the pressure that we can be exerting to scare everybody away from making use of GM alfalfa.
You're probably right.
Yeah, we're more powerful than we're supposed to know we are. That is foa shoa.
Are you done with that piece, dear?
I am all done, Jerry. I hope you're going to talk about CPAC and Ron Paul next, because, you know, Mitt Romney is a former Monsanto executive.
Well, it's sort of. I guess many of our listeners have probably heard about Fox News Network changing the sound behind the news release of Ron Paul winning for the second year in a row the presidential preference poll at the CPAC meeting earlier this week. The interesting thing is Fox apparently, and it had to be purposefully, replaced the soundtrack with the boos that some of the people at the CPAC meeting back last year, not this latest year, had given when it was announced that Ron Paul had won the CPAC presidential preference poll the year before. So that's 2 years running. But anyway, this last time, and I watched it live on television myself, the crowd reacted very favorably. Now, interestingly enough, I sent out a notice to a lot of the people that are on my personal e-list telling them about this story of Fox News Network doing this switcheroo to diminish the power of him receiving that nomination 2 years in a row now, and the second year being remarkably favorable insofar as crowd reaction. One of the women that I sent that to actually called Fox News Network to lodge a complaint. They slammed the phone down in her ear. That's the kind of people that Fox News Network is. And unfortunately, if they're willing to stoop to that kind of stuff, it's not much of a leap at all to recognize that anything else that they do could certainly be tainted, if you catch my drift. We're going to cut away to a break. I'm going to get some hot coffee, but when we get back, there's a lot more Freedom Frenzy left to go. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Shocking, terrifying, but very truthful and revealing. Finally, a documentary on the horrifying results of unopposed estrogen. Estrogen dominance. Are we writing our own epitaph? I urge you to go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner and watch the documentary, The Disappearing Male. To my knowledge, this is the first documentary about the threat that unopposed estrogen poses to our survival as a species. It's a real eye-opener. But the documentary gives no solution to the problem. We have the solution. If we don't get the progesterone message to the younger generation, especially the young women, our very survival is in jeopardy. Again, that website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner. After viewing, please visit our website, www.healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Hey, Jenny, did you hear about this political poll out of the state of New Hampshire earlier this week?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of a vague question, but I'm
it was sort of another one of those presidential preference polls, and it was conducted by the, the radio station WMUR, and they call it the Granite State Poll, and it was released earlier this week. In that poll, Sarah Palin, once sweetheart of the so-called conservative movement, found herself close to the bottom of the rung, trailing not just front-runner Mitt Romney, but even little-known former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty. More daunting, she's viewed unfavorably by a full 50% of likely Republican voters, compared to the 33% who reportedly view her favorably. According to the University of New Hampshire pollster Andrew Smith, if Palin wants to win here, and she'll have to get the nomination, she'll have to focus completely on fiscal issues. Now, veterans of presidential politics typically dismiss early national polling, in which Palin is, on the average, running third behind Romney and Huckabee, unfortunately. But the participants in the 2012 race are keeping a close eye on the polls in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, since they do play a key role in shaping the perception of the presidential contest. And in all of them, Palin's numbers are underwhelming. You know, a detailed examination of Palin's polling in the early going suggests that, contrary to conventional wisdom, the media splash of her late entry into the presidential caucuses and primaries would probably barely rock the electoral vote. While her endorsement is likely to be a key 2012 prize going into the primaries and maybe even all the way to the convention, pollsters and Republican operatives in at least three states repeat the same mantra, and that is unusual numbers of Republican voters actively dislike her. And among the majority who do like her, few think that she could serve as president. So I think that we're actually seeing Sarah Palin's presidential hopes beginning to dry up and shrivel. What do you think, dear?
Well, no, I don't think dry up and shrivel is... I think Bill Clinton's a great example of what doesn't dry up and shrivel. And so I wouldn't go that far, but I am enjoying the fact that we're seeing, Ron Paul pushing forward. I love it that Fox News got totally caught in their total deceit about what happened at CPAC. I mean, that I was just like, praise the Lord. Because anything that can undermine the validity of Fox News as being fair and honest and open about stuff, anything that can undermine that idea in the minds of the evangelifish of America is a wonderful thing. So, this presidential next round is going to be entertaining, Jerry.
Well, Ron hasn't even technically said he's running, although a lot of the things that he's doing would certainly give one the impression that that announcement is in the offing. And curiously enough, I was contacted this morning by one of the fellows that was a very hard worker in the presidential effort here for Ron Paul last time round. And he was asking me if I was going to head up that effort here in West Georgia again. And I said I hadn't really given it much thought, but I guess if asked, I would serve. But I don't know so much as being involved with the Republican Party organization out here anymore, because the mindlessness of the group here in my county, it just nauseates me. And I don't see anything much to be gained. Now, that's not to say that I wouldn't attend an important meeting and maybe get up and speak if needed or afforded the opportunity. But by God, I can't bring myself to become a member of that organization ever again. And as well as I do, I have done everything within my power, everything on the horizon that I'm at least aware of, to separate myself from any United States citizenship that anybody would suggest that I hold. And that was one of them. You can't be a Republican, a registered Republican, if you're not a United States citizen. So one follows the other, and consequently, I don't know that I can do that.
Well, Jerry, you really ought to contact all the people within your county party if you have access to do so, or at least show up a couple times to the meetings to encourage everybody to listen to your radio show, because at least you can start re-educating them.
Well, that's not a bad idea, dear. And they had the mass precinct meetings this past weekend, and the county convention is coming up, and I wish I could actually sit in on that, because
I'm chomping at the bit, Gary. I'm so sad.
Your friend, his first name's Frank. I won't go any further. He is purportedly running for county chair, and you know what kind of personality he is.
He is too good for some people.
And we're talking about some basically larcenous individuals that will stoop at nothing. They will stoop at nothing, no matter how fecally minded it is, to accomplish what they think needs to be accomplished.
Well, I just can't believe how everybody steps over the other person and pushes toward the front of the line to be the biggest whore of the Republican Party. It makes no sense to me. I absolutely make no sense out of these people who, even against their own personal convictions, will pony up and submit themselves to the Republican leadership in the state of Georgia. It's shocking. We're going to have to cut away to a break. This is Freedom Frenzy, and we will be back in a moment. Stay with us.
She just glanced at the screen and saw it looked as though we were coming up on a break.
I was getting all excited.
I've done that myself. That's no problem.
Look how organized I am. I'm looking at the countdown instead of the clock. I'm so excited.
You got to look over at the other side of the screen, dear, and see what time it said that message was posted to.
Well, I'm glad we're not on TV because that way no one knows that my face is turning bright pink. Mm. Is it my turn, Jerry?
It was your turn before you tried to run away from us.
Well, there have been, the New York Times has carried some very interesting stories that Natural News has compilated into a single story with links. So you guys might be interested in going there and finding this. But after surviving a war in Iraq, U.S. troops are now being killed by Big Pharma. And this is really a shocking story. I think on February 13th, the New York Times ran a story on a 23-year-old senior airman, Anthony Mina, who returned home from Baghdad only to be killed by a toxic cocktail of prescription medications in his apartment in the USA. The drugs he was taking included painkillers, sleeping pills, antidepressants, and a sedative. The medical examiner concluded that Anthony Mina died of multiple pharmaceutical toxicity.
Wow. One would think.
He is just one of a fast-rising number of U.S. soldiers who are being drugged to death by psychiatrists and physicians who dish out painkillers and psychotropic drugs with virtually no regard to their chemical interactions. These chemical interactions have never been tested in clinical trials. The position of the FDA and Big Pharma seems to be that the more drugs a person takes, the better they'll get. And doctors are trained in med schools to keep prescribing pills with virtually no concern about the extreme toxicity of various pharmaceutical combinations. Their motto is, for every ill, there's another pill. Now the body count is rising. Today, one-third of the U.S. Army is on at least one prescription medication. That's crazy. And many of those are psychiatric meds used to treat PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. That is an astounding statistic, Jerry. One-third of the U.S. Army is on synthetic chemicals. Some of those chemicals, by the way, have been linked to suicide, violent behavior, especially in young males. What kind of formula for warfare is that anyway? Take a young male, put a rifle in his hands and a psychiatric medication in his head, and then let him loose on the front lines and see what happens. An Army report says that 101 soldiers have died from toxic pharmaceutical combinations in 06 to 09, but that report almost certainly vastly underestimates the true numbers. Most deaths are traditionally written off as organ failure of one kind or another. Of course, very few pharmaceutically induced deaths are ever accurately tracked back to the drugs involved, unless you're Michael Jackson, of course. So are more soldiers being killed by Big Pharma than by enemy combatants? It's not completely.
Well, one would also have to wonder just how efficient and how capable they would be if they're under some sort of influence by pharmaceutical intoxication while they're there, and you know, then subject more, at least more likely to be subject to death and destruction by the occupants.
If a third of the Army is on some sort of prescriptive drug, Jerry, we need to be examining, first of all, what are we asking them to do that they're in such poor health?
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, what kind of food are they eating? And what kind of chemical warfare are they being exposed to? That is a shocking, shocking statistic. The 9/11 terrorist attacks, there's a lot of names I could think of for that, killed just over 3,000 Americans. Yet, according to well-researched estimates based on published scientific studies, FDA-approved prescription drugs currently kill anywhere from 98,000 to 250,000 Americans per year. That's shocking. Over the last decade, FDA-approved prescription drugs have likely killed at least 1 million Americans and probably many more. Of course, that's approaching the level of a chemical holocaust, and it really is a chemical holocaust. It's no coincidence that the very same chemical companies that worked for the Nazi war machine are now some of the world's top pharmaceutical manufacturers. That is not an internet myth, by the way. It's a historical fact. Mm-hmm. Just Google the history of Bayer in Nazi Germany if you want to learn more. Or check out the role of IG Farben / Bayer in Auschwitz and other German concentration camps where this pharmaceutical company relied on slave labor to churn out chemical weapons and experimental drugs used in human medical experiments. That's part of the news story you won't find in the New York Times. Now the pharmaceutical industry is killing our young soldiers in record numbers. Much of it is due to the insanity that's inbred throughout the psychiatric industry, which has a long and disturbing history of torturing and maiming patients in the name of medicine. And a good resource for learning the true history of psychiatry is through the Citizens Commission on Human Rights. And you can just Google that. They've got some very interesting data. Apparently, the Citizens Commission on Human Rights also has a museum in Los Angeles, just pointing out all the evils and all the psychiatric medicine that has destroyed lives of countless children, adults, and even soldiers. So, you know, we got to take this seriously. If there are soldiers within your church, or if you see one when you're out and about, like at the mall or the grocery store or whatever, you need to stop and ask them, how are they doing? Are they having to, how's their health? And so on and so forth. But you also need to let people know, you know, a third of the military, army is on psychiatric or some sort of prescription drug. People, this is shocking information and definitely something we need to be spreading the word on.
I agree.
The things we do to our military, it's just,
Well, I've got two other stories that, their origin is in Iraq. But they're not exactly related. One's just a little quick blurb. The guy that was able to convince the American government that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction has now come out and revealed, for anybody that wants to listen, that he willfully was telling lies about the weapons of mass destruction that purportedly Saddam Hussein had in his stockpile. And he did it so that the United States government would have more incentive to come dispose of Saddam Hussein. Now, I'm sure that there's a bunch of Americans out there that are still thinking that there's all sorts of chemical warfare weapons, maybe even nuclear warheads, that are buried somewhere in the sands of Iraq, because that's what the news media told them to latch on to early in the conflict with that country. And there's a lot of folks out there that still harbor that idea. And it's a shame. It really is, because nothing, no evidence at all other than a blown up aspirin plant was ever brought forth that would have been indicative of any such program. And we know how sketchy even all that was. Now, there's another story that's coming out of Iraq's capital. That's Baghdad. And they want, the city government of Baghdad, wants Uncle Sam to apologize and to pony up about $1 billion for the damage done to the city. Not by bombs, mind you, but by blast walls and Humvees since the U.S.-led invasion toppled Saddam Hussein. The city's government issued its demands in a statement just yesterday that said Baghdad's infrastructure and aesthetics have been seriously damaged by the American military's occupation of the town. The U.S. forces changed the beautiful city to a camp in an ugly and destructive way, which reflected deliberate ignorance and carelessness about the simplest forms of public taste, the government statement revealed. Due to the huge damage leading to a loss, the Baghdad municipality cannot afford, we demand the American side apologize to Baghdad's people and pay back these expenses. The statement made no mention of damage caused by the bombing that was accomplished during the invasion. So Interesting. Interesting little side note. The other thing that I wanted to point out to you that's coming out of that portion of the world, the Israeli foreign minister is claiming yesterday that Iran is about to send two warships through the Suez Canal for the first time in years. Imagine that.
Wow.
But they're calling it a provocation. But, you know, they didn't offer any evidence. The Egyptian authority that runs the canal has even denied it. Israeli Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman, I wonder if he's any relation, said the ships would cross later, I guess yesterday now, en route to Syria, but he didn't say how he knew that. The United States government has said, or made no comments, and said that they knew there were two ships in the region, but they didn't know where they were going or why they were there. We're going to cut away to a break, and when we come back, we'll start getting into some of the callers. You can be one too, 1-800-313-9.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Definitely, just touching on the story you just put out there, Jerry, it's just interesting to me that now we have Saudi Arabia, Libya, Iraq, Iran, Tunisia, Bahrain, Algeria, Yemen, Egypt, all in chaos, all protesting, rioting, and so on and so forth. It kind of makes me wonder, what the heck is the problem with Americans? You know, we really have reason to be up in arms about the levels of taxation here, the devaluing of our currency, the fact that we're really slaves to government everywhere. That should really have us mad, but I guess there's enough fluoride in the water to keep us calm. John in Tennessee, welcome to Freedom Frenzy.
Oh, hello. You know, I called for a different reason, but you've approached so many different topics. I forgot why I called, but I want to talk about the GM foods. But you asked what's wrong with America, Jenny. I think what it is the Middle East. There's 11 nations, and I think he left out the Sudan also. I think they're in turmoil. But those 11 nations in the Middle East, for the most part, are just now experiencing the approach to slavery that we did in the early to mid to late 1800s. They have never had much where they could say, or anyone could say, they're fat, dumb, and happy. America, on the other hand, is fat, dumb, and happy. We are the perfect slaves, according to Goethe, because we believe ourselves to be free. They don't have to beat, you know, get up 4 o'clock and beat you till 5 to get you out in the fields to pick their cotton or to harvest any of the crops. Now they pay you money, tell you that it's money when it's not, and then take a portion of it, more than the landowner did for a sharecropper. So America, you know, we believe we're free. They know that they're being pushed into forced servitude, and they're having no part of it. That's what the problem is. As far as genetically modified food, I was talking on a previous program about this. Yes, Monsanto, you know, I've been in the business I'm in 30-some years and used to deliver chemicals to Monsanto. And I would wonder, well, what are they doing? They're involved in agriculture. Why am I taking toxic chemicals, so toxic that for me to breathe them would kill me? And they're turning it into fertilizer and weed prevention. So, you know, even 30 years ago, it wasn't connecting. Now we see that they're modifying our food, and I believe, Jenny and Jerry, and whether or not you agree, they're modifying our genetic structure. They're doing what Deuteronomy in the Old Testament says, don't do that. You know, don't plant your vineyard too close to one another because you will corrupt the seed. They're bringing about the very circumstance that caused God to look at the earth prior to the flood and say, every living thing has been corrupted, and it repents me that I even made them. I'm going to wipe it out and start over. He did so, and he did it right again. He did it correct again, and man in their arrogance and in their desire to be God is corrupted and polluted and defiled, and we're awaiting God's judgment.
Oh, man, I agree with you, John. The earth has got to be brought back into balance. And we are coming in for a doozy, because this kind of wickedness, like you're saying, if we only followed the agricultural laws of the Old Testament, we would see what an atrocity against the order of creation this genetically modified seed is.
And I'm enthused about your comparison between Monsanto and Nimrod. I really am. I thought that was pretty cool.
I hear the music if I can.
Obvious, though. We're going to have to cut away to a break, John. Please hang on just a minute. This is Freedom Frenzy, y'all. We'll be back in a moment. Stay tuned. If you want to join us, 1-800-313-9443.